worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Verses 1 through 4, Ephesians chapter 6. Then picking up at verse 10 of Ephesians 6. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers. For all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Again, that was Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4, then verses 10 to 20. And then finally, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful and the blessed and the precious gift of eternal life. Thank you for the opportunity to know you, to be a part of your family. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being a part of your church, the family of God. And thank you for the privilege of being warriors in your army, equipped to go forth to both be disciples and make disciples in a world that desperately needs you and needs your word. Thank you for the privilege we have of, as a part of doing the work of discipleship, we have the privilege and honor of discipling our children and children in this world. What a privilege, what an honor it is. And thank you, Lord, for the reality that many children, in fact, most people come to know Christ even before the age of 18. Help us to be mindful that ministering to our children is very wise, very, very important, and is to be the priority you would have it to be for the church, and help us to live that out daily. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your Holy Spirit as the helper, for writing your law in our hearts, for filling our ears with your truth in these moments, Father. Thank you so much for scriptures. Father, we want more of your word. We want to hear more of your character. We want to know you more. Father, thank you so much for being the God of hope and the God of all comfort through Jesus. And I just ask that you'd bring that hope and that comfort in these moments, that you'd bring your truth, that we'd depend on your Spirit, and that we'd walk in unity, in sync with you, to do your will in these moments through your strength. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I'd like to remind our listeners once again of an upcoming event that the American Family Association is doing in conjunction with the ministry Answers in Genesis. The American Family Association presents AFA at the Ark 2024, and the dates of this event are October 31st through November 2nd, and it will include touring of the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. The costs are $225 for adults 18 and older, $100 for children 3 to 17 years of age, and free for children 2 and under. And the trip AFA at the Ark does include transportation to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter from the hotel, lunch for both days of the tour, and a special presentation by Answers in Genesis Vice President of Educational Content, Dr. Georgia Purdom. And a special presentation at the Ark also by Answers in Genesis speaker Brian Osborne, and so much more. So to register, go to afa.net/events. Again, that's afa.net/events, and click on AFA at the Ark if you like to register and or want more information. And we encourage you to prayerfully consider being a part of this neat opportunity. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. You know, we've been talking about the Ten Commandments Project 2024 this year, and we've been encouraged. We've had the privilege of being on some of the other AFR broadcasts to share about it, as well as we've shared about it here on the Hour of Intercession. And we want to continue to encourage you to be mindful that it is a discipleship project. It's a project whereby, a tool whereby we can be more actively involved in the work of sharing the gospel with our children and then helping them to grow up and grow strong in their walk with the Lord as well. The Ten Commandments Project has been a powerful tool we've used for a number of years to help believers and the church to reach out to children and youth in the world and in our culture, our own children in our own homes, but also in our church families and in our culture as well. And remember, by the power and promise of God's word, it can really make a very productive impact on their lives as they participate in the project. Again, this year's project does get underway officially June the 1st, and the deadline for the Ten Commandments speech challenge is June the 30th. And so again, we're inviting each participant to write a speech or have someone help them to write a speech on the topic, why are the Ten Commandments important? And we're suggesting that the speech be 3 to 5 minutes, but again, any length is welcome. And we're encouraging you to use your cell phone to record it. And basically, you can go to afr.net/Ten Commandments to upload your speech as well. And again, we're looking forward to getting the speeches, as well as the ongoing part of the project whereby if a young person simply memorizes the Ten Commandments and recites them to their dad or mom by memory or to another responsible Christian individual, all we need is a phone call. We need the child's size and a mailing address to send them the free T-shirt. So again, if you'd like to participate in either side of the project, we invite you to do so. And a third way, of course, is we lead them sometimes, but also we encourage churches or individuals to start basically a Ten Commandments Bible Club of sorts, where you could take 4 to 5 weeks to teach the meaning of the Ten Commandments. And we have some suggested movie clips to use that are wonderful teaching tools, but taking the time to teach the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments is a very wise and fruitful thing to do. Now, a couple of days ago, we had the privilege of having students from a Christian school, Downers Grove Christian School in Downers Grove, Illinois. They came on and we had their teacher, Ms. Sonia Ponce, also a Christian teacher at that school. And the children read passages of scripture, did a beautiful job. And, you know, if you listen often, you may know we like to have young people come on and read the Word of God. But we're honored to have the teacher, the instructor, Sonia Ponce, who is one of the teachers at Downers Grove School with us today. Sonia, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to come back and share with us. And we appreciate you being willing to do that. You've had a number of your students that have participated in the Ten Commandments Project, and we're grateful to have you to come back just to share more. And our hopes is that others, as they're listening, will be encouraged to help their children or youth that they know to get involved as well. So would you first take a moment just to begin to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you, and we're going to talk a little bit about Downers Grove Christian School as well.
Sure. So as you've already mentioned, my name is Sonia Ponce, and I teach here at Downers Grove Christian School. I am the third grade teacher. And would you like me to go into the school at this point?
Yes, please share with us about it, because there would be lots of people who probably have never heard of Downers Grove, and tell us about the work and the mission of Downers Grove.
Okay, so Downers Grove Christian School is a ministry of First Baptist Church of Downers Grove, and the church started the school 54 years ago. All of the teachers here are Christ followers, and we desire to provide an academic education that's excellent and that requires students to put forth their best efforts. And we help students develop a biblical worldview to prepare them for their future. DGCS, it provides a distinctly Christian education that prepares students for challenges that may arise from leading a godly life. And all of our students are taught from God's Word. They learn how to apply it to their lives, and they are encouraged to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. The mission statement of the school is providing a quality, Christ-centered education in a loving environment. So that's a little bit about Downers Grove Christian School.
Mm. Well, thanks for sharing about that. And if someone maybe wants to get in touch with the school or learn more about it, how could they do that?
So they could go to the website, which is www.dgchristian.org. They could contact the office by email, which is office@dgchristian.org. And they could also call the office, and that is 630-852-0832.
All right. And, you know, I would just mention this, Sonia. You know, many, many, many years ago, once upon a time in our public schools, the chief textbook was actually the Word of God, and what a wonderful thing that was. But that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And now, because of the realities in our culture, we see where obviously Satan has been trying as hard as he can to get the Word of God out of schools as best he can. Now, of course, he's a defeated foe. But it's so powerful and good to hear of a school like Downers Grove, where the Word of God is central and a key to everything that the school is about and its mission. Lord, thank you for the ministry of Downers Grove Christian School and many Christian schools out there like that, schools whereby the Word of God is front and center and foundational to what the school is about and foundational to that which they want to plant and invest in the hearts and the minds of the children. Lord, anoint that school and anoint many other Christian schools that are out there with a fresh anointing. And Father, thank you for them and all Christian schools, wherever they might be. Bless this one and all the rest of them. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Anoint the teachers such as Sonia and all the faculty of each of the schools. More and more stir them to be the missionaries doing the great work that you've called them to, that you would have them to be. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Sonia Ponce, a teacher at Downers Grove Christian School. We'll be right back. Do you feel the world is broken?
We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that that you could see it all made new. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move among us?
The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Lord, thank you again for Christian schools and schools that you've raised up whose goal is to glorify you and point our children and youth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anoint Downers Grove School and all Christian schools and raise up more and more of them that seek to help our children and youth come to know Christ and to help them to become well-equipped warriors in the kingdom, to go forth to build your kingdom and tear down the kingdom of darkness. We thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Sonia Ponce. She is one of the Christian teachers at Downers Grove Christian School in Downers Grove, Illinois. And Sonia, I wanted to ask you this question too. Would you share about your journey to becoming a teacher in a Christian school?
Of course. So first of all, Christian education, it was very important for my parents, and that's something I am very thankful for. So my sister and I, we were enrolled in a Christian school, and I attended that same Christian school from the age of 3 all the way through my 12th grade high school graduation. And I decided at a very young age, I was 3, that I would one day become a teacher. I always loved my teachers, and I loved being at school. My mom was a teacher, so I was around teachers and classrooms more than your average child. And I just thrived in that environment, and I knew very early on that that is what I wanted to do. So that was preschool all the way through high school, and then I went to a Christian university. I attended and I graduated from Belhaven University, which, what a small world. I understand you also graduated from there, correct?
A few years before you did, yes, but
a few years before. Mm-hmm. And I always knew I wanted to teach in a Christian school. Mm-hmm. That has been my conviction and my calling, and I've always known that. It was never a decision, do I go to public school or do I go to Christian school? I just always knew I was meant and called to go to Christian school. I believe very strongly in the importance of Christian education, and I went into it understanding the importance of it and understanding that it would be a sacrifice and a ministry. Mm-hmm. And God has just been really good to me. I did secure a job at a Christian school, and I taught 3rd grade there. I also taught elementary Spanish, and then I moved on to Downers Grove Christian School, and I'm also the 3rd grade teacher here. Mm-hmm. And it's been very unique to see. In each of those schools, I actually worked alongside people who were my teachers growing up. So that's been a really neat experience. So here I am. I'm mere days away from completing my ninth year of teaching. Mm-hmm. And all of those years have been in third grade, and they have all been in a Christian school. And I'm very thankful about that.
Well, I appreciate you sharing about your journey, Sonia. No, I think of this too. That I think it's a very important truth that you've touched on. That getting a good, strong background, a biblical background in education, is much more important than people realize. You know, I think of this you mentioned both of us had the privilege of going to Belhaven University, which is in Jackson, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Of course, I graduated there long before you were born. But beautiful school, with a school that has a very strong Christian foundation, as well as, you know, when children have the opportunity to get a good, strong Bible foundation in elementary and middle school and high school, how important that is. Many, many years ago, the chief textbook in public schools was the Word of God. And what a wonderful thing that was. But how sad it is how much Satan has tried to erase the Word of God and its influence from our public schools. So that's a tragedy, and that's a loss, amongst other things, for our children that are in public schools as well. But tell me this, why would you say that our culture needs a school like Downers Grove or most any good, strong Christian school? Why does our culture need schools like this?
Yeah, so you've already briefly brushed on it. So our culture needs schools like DGCS because more and more society screams very loudly against biblical morals and truths. And so God is becoming less and less of a priority, right, in homes and in the nation. And the enemy, he's very evidently roaming around, seeking whom he may devour. And Proverbs 9:10 tells us that the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of knowledge. And public education now holds very little, if any, space for God and the Word. Mm-hmm. And if there is no justly fear of God in these schools, then how can solid wisdom and knowledge even be attained? Mm-hmm. So the public schools, they're putting all of their focus on the academic side of knowledge, but what they're missing is the heart and the souls of their students, mm-hmm. Those parts that can only be satisfied in Christ. Mm-hmm. And Christian schools like DGCS, they're built from that pursuit and that awe and that reverence and that fear of God, mm-hmm. and that permeates the entire school day throughout all grade levels. Mm-hmm. Schools like this focus strongly on students as a whole, both mm-hmm. academically and spiritually. And more the evils of the world, they're reaching children at younger ages than before. It's something I'm noticing. So our culture needs schools like DGCS to speak truth into the lives of those souls, mm-hmm. Combating the lies and the traps that students and children, they're seeing and hearing all around them. And this mm-hmm. is simply not provided in schools where Christ is not set as the foundation.
You know, again, I appreciate you just sharing your insight on that. And, you know, as you alluded to, it's important to know that real education begins and ends with Christ and with the Word of mm-hmm. God. And so that means if a person doesn't have the Word of God as a foundational part of their education, they're not really educated, whether they think they are or not. And so much of what the world calls education is not education at all, because the foundation has been cut out, which is Jesus Christ, the Word of God. So, well, tell us, though, how did you first learn about the Ten Commandments Project?
So the way I learned about the Ten Commandments Project was through the AFA journal, and I think it's called The Stand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do not actually know why or how, but I had been receiving that magazine for a while, mm-hmm. and something I always did was read through each edition cover to cover, and that is when I came across an article detailing the Ten Commandment Project. And while it seemed to be aimed more towards individual families, I thought, oh, I need to reach out and I need to ask if I'd be able to do this, not as a parent, but as a teacher for my students. Mm-hmm. Because the Ten Commandments, that was already something I intentionally focused on in third grade, so I thought this would just be an excellent addition. So I reached out to you, and then once I had the green light, I decided I would incorporate the project, or an abbreviated form at least, into the school year for the next school year. So that was 2022 and 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it again this year.
Well, you know, again, really, Sonia, we really do appreciate the fact that you did that. And I hope lots of other people connected to Christian schools will hear what you shared, because we would be glad to get lots of other schools involved with it. Because, yes, it's a good discipleship project for individual families, but it's a great project for schools, or really any entity, an individual church as well, to get their young people involved. And it's one more very fruitful discipleship project that can be so, so productive in so many ways. And I know down through the years, as we've heard so many speeches from young people, to me, all of them have been anointed and very inspiring, because you see the Holy Spirit using children wonderfully to communicate truth, drawing from the Ten Commandments that our culture desperately really needs to hear. So, again, really grateful that you did choose to get plugged in. And I guess I'm part of what you were sharing too is why you decided to get your students involved in the project. So we do appreciate that. How do you believe the students that have been that have participated were impacted by participating?
Oh, how has it impacted their lives? Well, I believe wearing the T-shirts, which is one of the components of the Ten Commandment Project, right? These T-shirts that you provide, which they're excellent for children, by the way. Can I just make a mention about the T-shirts now?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so the front, I don't have it in front of me, but I know the front it says something that alludes to how reading the scripture will bless your life, and reading three chapters a day can bless your life. And then it has the passage, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Just a great reminder for children to see. And then the back has the Ten Commandments listed. So I believe wearing these T-shirts and having them be a part of my students' lives, literally wherever they go, is a great way to keep those rules and those truths of the Ten Commandments fresh and at the forefront of their minds. And this reminds me of a passage in the Bible from Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 through 40. Is it okay if I read that?
Yes, please do.
So it says, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, to do them, to not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you are inclined to whore after. So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. So these T-shirts, they remind me of how God's people had tassels on their clothing as a visual, physical reminder of God's laws. So they wore their reminders. And in a similar way, it's my hope that students wearing their T-shirts remember God and his laws and his character and his word, and that remembering in turn results in choices to live uprightly and counterculturally. And I also desire for students to remember, as they think about the Ten Commandments, that there is no one perfect, and no one can do enough good to earn salvation, but that God sent Jesus as the perfect sacrifice to save us. So the T-shirts can be an especially effective tool because they can facilitate all of this remembering, and it can facilitate this outside of the classroom in students' daily lives, and it can facilitate it past the third grade school year. So these are all ways I believe participation in this project can impact their lives.
Well, I appreciate you sharing those insights, Sonia, as well. And why would you say, in your opinion, is it productive, even apart beyond your students that have participated? And and by the way, if you had to guess the number, and of course, I know you may not know specifically, but if you have to guess the number of your students that have participated, could you give us just a guesstimate about how many of your students have been a part of the project?
Sure. So this has only been my second school year, incorporating it into the classroom, so I would say it's probably around 40.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, just as you alluded to, it's a great witnessing tool for a child, a young person, when they're just walking around, obviously, wearing the shirt, but also, obviously, a conversation starter as well. But there really is a need for us to recognize that we live in a world where lots of people wear shirts or T-shirts with all kinds of messages. But what better message? Of course, there is no better message than the Word of God. So, again, mm-hmm. grateful for that then. So, well, I tell you what, we're coming up on a break in just a few moments, and then we'll pick up on the other side and kind of finish our conversation. But again, really grateful that you've participated so far. And as I mentioned, it's our hope that other schools and other homeschool groups and just other entities that work with young people in circles, Christian circles and otherwise, will try to get involved, because it is a great, it's a great discipleship tool, but also the Ten Commandments address some of the biggest issues and challenges and problems our culture faces today. We think of the fact God's word says, you shall not murder. Well, sadly, abortion is a huge topic and issue in our culture today. And clearly, the Word of God lets us know you shall not murder, but abortion, sadly, is exactly that. It's murder, and it's important for us to know that. But we'll pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sonia Ponce. She's an instructor at Downers Grove Christian School, Downers Grove, Illinois. We'll be right back. Hillsong with Oceans. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sonia Ponce. She's a third grade teacher at Downers Grove Christian School in Downers Grove, Illinois. She's been sharing some about just her journey as a Christian teacher and she and her students' involvement in our Ten Commandments project. And we are encouraging all of our listeners to prayerfully consider helping your children or grandchildren or children or youth that you know to get involved. Again, our AFA's 2024 Ten Commandments project is officially, the speech challenge is officially gets underway on June the 1st, and the deadline for the speeches is June the 30th. And keep in mind, Sonia mentioned the AFA stand. Well, here, actually, in the June issue, which is out already, it does have an article about the Ten Commandments Project. The article is entitled The Law, the Gospel, the Challenge, and AFA is inviting kids to take a part in the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge this year. And keep in mind, for more information about the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge, you can go to afr.net/10commandments. Again, that's afr.net/10commandments. Or if you wish to email me just to get more information, again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. I really would encourage every listener to prayerfully consider helping children and or youth that either your children or grandchildren or children that you know, because it's a fun project, but at the same time, a life-changing project. Because when a young person takes the time to do their Bible research, topical research, puts a speech together, and videotapes it, well, by the time they're done, the Holy Spirit will have done a great work in their lives. And let me say, too, I want to remind our listeners, we encourage each of the young people to ask their pastor for the opportunity to do their speech in church on Sunday morning and or Sunday school. Now, I'm aware of the fact that some young folks, they're too shy to ask their pastor that, and I understand that, or for other reasons that might not work out. But let me say this, as a pastor myself, if I had young people to ask me that, I would put kids up 52 Sundays out of a year, because putting our kids to work in the kingdom of God is so important. And it's so productive. So we hope that you'll consider doing that. Again, we're grateful to have as our guest today, Sonia Ponce, again, a third grade teacher with Downers Grove Christian School. And Sonia, would you share one more time if someone is wanting more information about Downers Grove Christian School, how they can get in touch or learn more about it?
Yes, yeah, so they can go to the website, which is www.dgchristian.org. They can also email the office, and the email address is office@dgchristian.org. Or they can call the office, and the phone number is 630-852-0832.
All right. Thank you so much, then. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray for children and youth in our culture. But before we do, I wanted to ask you this, at least one last question here, Sonia. Are there other insights about the project maybe that you picked up on, maybe things you observed, good things that happened in the lives of the students, or maybe things that you thought about as you saw kids participating? Any other insights or thoughts that come to mind about the project?
Well, I've only done this project for 2 years, so I don't feel like I've had a lot of time to really see too much into that. But what I do know is that projects like these, they are productive, because the Bible tells us in Isaiah that the Word of God will never return void. Mm-hmm. So I, as a teacher, I may never know if participation in the Ten Commandment Project directly impacts the student life in a significant way. But I do know that God's word does not return void. And I know that participation can be the very beginning of seeds having been planted in the life of a child, in the life of my students. So that's something I want to point out. You know, sometimes we as teachers, we don't see the fruit, but at least we know that God's word does not return void.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Sonia, I think you're an outstanding teacher and apparently quite a preacher as well. So great job. Thank you so much for just sharing your thoughts and insights. Would you take time now specifically to pray for youth and children in our culture today?
Sure. Dear God, we just come before you today, and I thank you so much that we are able to come before you and share our requests, and we know that you listen to us. And I thank you for Pastor Parker and this ministry he has created. I thank you for the conviction you have given him to reach youth. I pray for the children and the youth in our nation, especially in this day and age where there's so much coming against their minds and their souls. And I just pray that you will protect them and guard them. And I pray that you will provide people in their lives who show them the truth from your word and who flood their minds and their hearts with scripture and with prayer, and that they point them towards you. And I pray for Christian schools all around the nation. I pray that you will bless Christian schools and that you will provide the teachers that they need and the families that they need, and that you will allow them to partner with each other, the parents and the teachers, to provide their children, these students, with a very biblical foundation. I also pray for the families of the children and the youth. I pray for their parents. I pray that you will awaken their hearts to have a love for you and to have it active in their daily lives at home. And I pray that you will help them recognize the importance of sending their children to a Christian school. It is incredibly important to have this foundation, and students and children, they spend so much of their time in the classroom, and I just pray that you'll convict these families to send their children where God is the foundation. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sonia. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Sonia, and thank you for the great work you're doing in ministering to your students and your children in your classrooms, and the work you continue to do. And Lord bless you as you continue to carry out God's work in the mission field he's called you to as well. Father, we thank you for Sonia. Thank you for all her fellow teachers at Downers Grove Christian School. Thank you for the faculty, and thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of them. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing. Thank you for all those teachers, all those that are part of that school, and thank you for believers that teach in Christian schools all over our nation. And Lord, thank you for believers who are teachers even in schools that aren't Christian, but who are seeking to be bright, shining witnesses and ambassadors in public schools and elsewhere as well. Thank you for all of these teachers in the different places you've placed them. Bless each and every one of these teachers indeed. Expand each of their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Raise up more and more strong, spirit-filled Christian teachers who understand what it means to carry out your work in the mission fields of schools that minister to our children. Lord, more and more raise up teachers that understand how we can shine for Christ wherever you've placed us. Teachers that listen to your Holy Spirit and are vessels through which you can accomplish exploits to impact the lives of children and youth in wonderful, wonderful ways. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you for First Baptist Church as well, that had the vision to start a school like Downers Grove. And thank you for many other churches that have done similar work in our culture and in our world. We ask that you'd move upon more and more individuals and schools to do just that, to listen to the Holy Spirit about starting institutions that will disciple our children, that will mold and shape our children to become the Christian men and women, the godly men and women, the warriors you would have them to be, going out into the culture to shine for you and represent you and go forth building your kingdom and tearing down the kingdom of darkness. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Sonia, one more time, share with our listeners if someone wants to learn more. There may be some listening who think they'd like to send some students to Downers Grove, or at least learn more about the mission and work, and maybe find a school similar in their own communities. Share the contact information one more time, please.
Sure. So you can visit the website, and that is www.dgchristian.org. The office can be emailed at office@dgchristian.org, and then they could also call the office, and the phone number is 630-852-0832.
All right. Well, Sonia, keep up the great work. And I'm going to suggest let's be back in touch. And we hopefully next year we can learn more about some of the work you've done with the project in the future as well. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. And we'd like to invite all of our listeners to pray for Sonia and pray for Downers Grove Christian School and pray for Christian schools in our communities all over our nation. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know that you have never invited Jesus Christ to become the Lord and Savior of your life, you know you're not saved, but you desire to be saved and to receive Christ and receive eternal life, if you'd like to make that step, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me now and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ just today, even at this time, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share some resources that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch with us again, joseph@afr.net. We hope that you will do that. And again, as we mentioned, please pray much for Sonia and her fellow teachers and the work and the mission of Downers Grove Christian School in Downers Grove, Illinois. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.